The annual music extravaganza known as South by Southwest is happening in Austin, Texas. About 2,000 bands from around the world are playing, many of them young musicians with plenty of experience on stage. Then there's Harry Tauzik. The guitarist is 71 years old and has never performed in public, so tonight will be a first. From member station KPCC, Alex Cohen has this profile.
Harry Tauzik never really meant to be a musician. He majored in physics at UC Berkeley.
I should not have been a physics major. My grades in physics were B's and C's, especially in math. I was really terrible at math.
Like many Berkeley students in the 1960s, he was into Kingston Trio-type folk music, and he noodled around a bit on the guitar. Then one day in a music appreciation class, his teacher analyzed the opening bars of Mozart's Requiem. Later that day, Tauzik came home and heard North Carolina guitarist and singer Elizabeth Cotton on the radio.
It struck me that what she was doing, in principle, was very similar to the complexity that Mozart was doing.
In the bass, he is going on top, he's going. If you put the two together.
So Tauzik messed around with the idea of playing both melody and bass at the same time, mostly teaching himself. He fused classical compositions with roots music from the South.
If it was Elizabeth Cotton or someone playing this, it'd be. So that's an improvisation on the first measure of Mozart's Requiem. He's taking a bass line, and this is basically what all the folk musicians did, and then putting a melody against that.
Tauzik started developing his own sound, incorporating everyone from John Cage to North Carolina gospel and blues musician Gary Davis.
I didn't want to reproduce folk music because, hey, I'm a city boy. You know, I'm not from North Carolina. I should not be playing that stuff. But I felt I could extend it.
College, Tauzik moved to Southern California, where he'd occasionally play this odd brand of music for close acquaintances. Then, in 1965, a friend asked if he'd be interested in recording an album.
It was a 45-minute album, and he rented 1 hour of studio time, which means no retakes, just straight on. The album to me is still pretty embarrassing because of flubs and disasters and mistakes, but there was no redos, so it was very scary.
He named the album Fate Is Only Once. The album didn't go far. It was a limited run and few copies sold. At the time, pursuing a career in music much further didn't seem worthwhile.
A solo guitarist playing obscure, strange music. No, I don't think that was ever a living.
So he took his degree in physics and worked in the defense industry.
I was teaching guitar at the same time, and I decided, you know, I really enjoy teaching. I thought, well, maybe I should teach science. So I went back to get a doctorate in biophysics, master's in biochemistry.
He also took up photography, art, and film studies, teaching all three at a community college under the name Arthur Tauzik. He even wrote a film analysis book intended to help parents decide which movies to watch with their kids. Music took a back seat. He gave his last guitar away decades ago to one of his students. Then, in 2005, the owner of a small record label got a hold of Fate Is Only Once.
It's very spooky.
Josh Rosenthal, founder of Tompkins Square Records, says he heard something different in Tausig's recordings.
He's just a really heady player and a very inner player. There's a lot in his music that's really masked.
Rosenthal reached out to Tauzik and convinced him to reissue Fate Is Only Once. Rosenthal says his favorite track, a song called Dorian Sonata, is a great example of Tausig's unique sound.
There's There's something ancient in his playing, something sort of Baroque. And he's most interesting because he's not a guitarist that folks would point to and say, wow, listen to his chops. And in fact, some might argue that he's not really a very good guitar player.
But the reissue of Fate Is Only Once earned Tausig new fans and sold quite well. So well that Tausig decided to record a follow-up after a 47-year hiatus from music. Tausig named his sophomore effort Fate Is Only Twice. This time around, he recorded in his living room on a Dell laptop with a lone microphone.
Now I can do it over and over and over again and take all the time in the world, which is a blessing.
The technology may have changed since 1965, but Tausig's songwriting process hasn't. He still relies heavily on improvisation.
I want to tell a story, but I don't want that story understood. I want someone to feel there is a story there, but they can't quite connect with it. And I like that. I think that's fun.
Tausig says he often forgets the songs he writes soon after recording them, another reason he shied away from performing live. But fear hasn't stopped him from heading to Austin to perform at South by Southwest, though it has made him somewhat apprehensive about playing his very first show at 71 years of age.
I guess my great fear is that I'll be eating tomato salads for the next 3 weeks from what people throw at me. So I'll bring my own basil and mozzarella to make a nice insalata caprese. So.
But then he remembers the old saying, guitar players are like hookers. When they last long enough, they become respectable. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen.
You can learn more about Harry Tausig and see some of his visual art at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.